Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, you guys, let's listen up. We won a game yesterday, and if we win one today, that's two in a row. We win one tomorrow, that's called a winning streak. It has happened before. So let's see some hustle. Let's jack it up a little. I got a feeling things are about to turn around for us.
What was the name of that?
That was in a Major League.
I was thinking Wild Thing. Wild Thing was in it.
Wild Thing, that's Major League also. Same thing.
Yeah, Wild Thing. Yeah. Major League. Oh, that was Major League 2? That sucked. Dave Hardesty is going to be here in a second to talk about that win streak. It's a win streak.
The Rockets have a three-game win streak. I never at any point, up to their second win, I would have never guessed they could put three together.
Yeah.
Never.
No, this is ridiculous. This is unbelievable. When they were 1-16, we thought, and listen, they had just lost at Boston, 108-90. They were a mess after losing. Listen, they might have covered it. They covered at the Knicks, right? 106-99, yeah. But lost by 12 at Oklahoma City, lost by 34 to Memphis. This team was a mess, And now it's pulled off three straight wins. And Dave Hardesty from Clutch Fans is joining us right now on ESPN 97.5. Dave, what's up?
Not much. How are you guys doing?
So, can you explain this? What the heck is going on?
I mean, they beat the Bulls, too. Their second win was against the Bulls, which...
Their first. Their second win of the season.
Yeah, second of the season. I didn't see that coming. They scrapped it out in
Dave,
the postseason.
Can you explain this in any way, shape, or form?
Thunder.
I think there's a couple things they've done. One is benching Daniel Tice and not going with the too big of lineups, putting Christian Wood at the center position where he thrives, at least offensively. I think that's been a big deal, the spacing. All year they've had really poor shooters, especially Kevin Porter Jr. and Jalen Green, up to this point have been sub 30% three-point shooters. And you put in a guy like Garrison Matthews, who understands spacing, is hanging out in the corner, and is a very good shooter. I think that's been those have been big elements to why they're winning a few games now.
I think that's John and I talked about it earlier in the show, Dave. It's a little early in the season. It was just a collection of guys, and it seemed like there was no. There was no real philosophy on the court. There didn't seem like there was a direction. It was just a bunch of guys doing things. And now, all of a sudden, you've kind of, with Jalen Green out, you reduce a little bit of the erratic play. You add a guy who adds a spacing element with Garrison. And as you just mentioned, taking out one of the bigs is going to create better spacing on the floor for penetrators. You know, it's the right mixing and matching that needs to take place, but how do you do that and still help Jalen Green grow?
That's a very good question, because I think Jalen Green, I mean, certainly he's your future, and he's only 19 years old, so he's got a lot to learn. But I think from what we've seen so far, he's basically a scorer and hasn't really had much of an impact elsewhere, and he hasn't scored efficiently. So I think he's going to benefit from better spacing. I think having Christian Wood at center and eliminating the too big lineup is going to help him. I think he's a better shooter than he's shown. I think he was around 36% in the G League. I think he's going to get better. He's, you know, if his work ethic is as good as we have been told, I think he's going to continue to improve. Like I said, he's only 19 years old. I think when John Wall does return, I think he actually might benefit Jalen Green just a little bit as far as setting him up. I think he's going to grow and learn, but I think they're going to take a step back because you're probably going to lose some minutes from Garrison Matthews, and he's been a bit of a dead-eye shooter so far.
So that is the question. I don't, from what we've seen so far, can you have Kevin Porter Jr. and Jalen Green on the floor at the same time?
Yeah, I think you can. I mean, I think that's the hope, right? I mean, they're still building and hoping that this is their backcourt of the future. I personally don't think I think you have to look at the Rockets as Jalen Green is your centerpiece until he proves otherwise. You have to look at it that way. So you're looking for players that fit best around him. I'm not sure Kevin Porter Jr. is that. He's been much better as a point guard the last three games, but still shooting, you know, miserably. I think he was 4-for-17 last night, 1-for-8-for-3. So he's, I don't think your ideal fit around Jalen Green, but they're both young and they're both, you know, that's the real reason why I think they're hesitating to have John Wall back, because they want to see these two guys continue to grow and play together.
John and I have Dave Hardesty with us from Clutch Fans. And, you know, Dave, John and I have made the point that Wall would actually, it's, at least in theory, be the type of guy you would want to Jalen Green, because he might be a more calming, presence on the court as a guy who's a primary ball handler. He would certainly have a better idea of when and where to get Jalen Green the basketball. I know he's not a long-term option. Of course, if you look at KPJ as a long-term option, you want those two guys playing together. But I just feel like, as you mentioned, the number one priority for me has to be, how do you help Jalen Green become a better basketball player? Because he is going to be the centerpiece. And I just personally don't think KPJ is going to be that core member right next to him. What are your long-term thoughts on Kevin Porter Jr.?
You know, being blunt, I 100% agree with you, Lance. I don't think Kevin Porter Jr. is the point guard of the future for the Rockets. Now, he has shown, you know, some improvement the last few games. I think you got to give it an honest shot because, you know, he's up for extension talks this summer. You got to know what you have in him. But I think as far as a point guard next to Jalen Green, my answer is no. And I do agree with John that I think John Wall would be a better a guy who could benefit Jalen Green more. He's a more stable point guard. He's much more experienced. You know, knows how to run a team better than KPJ, in my opinion. And so I think he would set Jalen Green up to succeed better than KPJ would. So it's a tough one. I don't think necessarily in this draft, unless they were able to get like a Jaden Ivey, that you get a point guard, you know, that replaces KPJ. There's more bigs in this draft, but I just don't see him as the long term fit next to Jalen Green.
So it's early, and we're just seeing him, you know, for first extended time. But Garrison Matthews does look pretty good. This is the kind of guy that they've been. Why isn't this the kind of guy that they target all the time? If you're going to shoot threes, why not get good 3-point shooters? They've never done this. I just don't understand.
Revolutionary
this.
Concept.
It really kind of is. And this guy looks like he could be a guy in the league for years and years to come.
Yeah, it's funny. He understands his role. He kind of reminds you a little bit of a Joe Harris. He's not as good of a shooter as Harris, but still a very good shooter. And he knows. He understands spacing, and he's not a complete zero otherwise. I mean, he'll at least, you know, hustle, take some charges on defense. He's a guy who has really surprised me. He's on a two-way contract, but I could see him being a rotation player in your top 8 or 9 as a guy who comes in and knocks down some shots and hustles. So Yeah, he's a surprising addition to me, and yeah, I think he's, I don't want to say a gem, but I think he's a guy that they found that is a definite keeper.
What do you do with Şengün going forward?
I'm sorry?
Şengün.
I really like what I've seen from him so far. He's an extremely gifted player. Whenever he's on the floor, I just think it's must-see TV. My question with Alperen Şengün is how do you build a team around him? I mean, Nikola Jokic is a very unique player, and he's got similar qualities. He's kind of a cross between Jokic, reminds you a little bit of like a Luis Scola. He's got great post moves. His passing and defense have been better than I expected. Even his range has been better than I expected. I'm thrilled with him so far. My question is, you know, he's not your traditional rim protector. So is he your four or your five in the future? And but I've been, you know, just thrilled with him. I think if he was getting more minutes, he'd be in the conversation for Rookie of the Year because he's played that well.
He's been just a solid overall player, knows how to play. And it's nice with all the growing pains you're going to have to go through with Jalen Green to have another rookie who you don't really have those same growing pains. You know you know, he's going to have some athletic limitations that will show up from time to time against different opponents. But is it – and I know he's a more skilled player, but do you think to bring back an old-school international player, do you think that he has some of the same potential production and importance that Luis Scola had at one point for the Rockets?
Oh, I definitely do.
Yeah.
I think he's got, you know, those kind of post moves. I think he's smart. Crafty. He's not selfish. You watch him, he's consistently passing the ball up when he's up at the top of the key.
Really,
you know,
good
trying
passer.
To get guards. I look at him as a guy who would fit in a lot of ways. It's just, is he going to be, you know, your center and you're providing spacing around him? Is he your four and going to provide some range as well? But he's just so gifted offensively that I think you've got a lot of time to figure that out. I mean, he's on the first year of a four-year contract. He's only 19 himself. But he's just got a lot of talent. I think, like I said, whenever he's out on the floor, I don't step away from the TV. I make sure that, you know, I'm watching because he could do something great.
Josh Christopher, he exploded in the G League, and now he's back. Isn't he better off in the G League right now?
I think so. He's, you know, they praised his defense tremendously. I think he's got very good defensive potential. I just think he's erratic as an offensive player. They want him down there kind of running the show. And I think it would be good experience for him. I think you'll see him get more time once the trade deadline comes and goes, or maybe even once December 15th comes. You know, possibly Eric Gordon gets traded. I think he'll eventually find a role here with the team. I just think that right now they need to get him reps in the G League and you know, kind of bide his time until the space opens up.
Yeah, he's played mostly just garbage time. Got to get him some minutes. And he looked great. He had 29 for the Vipers on Friday. So that, you know, that's better than just sitting around watching everybody else play up here.
He'll go before the trade deadline. EG is the kind of guy that you want to add, a veteran
with
a skill set, can take you off the bounce. Like, he's a guy that will have value for a team before trade deadline.
Yeah, you would think so. So this is pleasantly surprising, huh? This is a much nicer, a much better watch anyway than it has been. It's almost been unwatchable, Dave. Now all of a sudden they seem to have found they found something that hopefully they don't lose the rest of the way here.
Yeah, and they've got, I think, the next three games against opponents that are pretty poor records. They play OKC again and come home for, I think, Orlando. And, I mean, they could keep this going for a little bit here. So it's, you know, it depends on what your perspective is, whether you want the top draft pick or you want to see the Rockets pull it out. But as long as it's happening organically with these young players, you love to see it.
Yep, absolutely. Dave Hardesty, Clutch Fans. ClutchFans.net, is it? Is it ClutchFans.net?
Yep.
ClutchFans.net. Dave Hardesty with us again here on the show. Always great to talk to you, Dave. We really appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right, there's Dave Hardesty here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We'll get back to baseball on the other side right here. But first, Lance.
Let's talk about my man over Craig DeSurf over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. I mentioned him because he's the head honcho. As a matter of fact, I saw his daughter's TikTok went viral with Carlos Correa in it. She put it out there on Thanksgiving where Carlos steps into the TikTok late and pretends to throw a ball up and hit the home run and then points at the watch. That was in Craig's office. Craig is tight with Carlos and his family. His family's purchased multiple vehicles from, as has Carlos, obviously, from Craig DeSurf and Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Jose Altuve has had vehicles from there. There's been several of the Astros, and Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC is just a place to really get a great deal, pay very fair prices, get a great trade-in value for your vehicle, but maybe more importantly, they just make sure that they do whatever it is that they need to do to make you happy and take care of you. And I mean that. I mean, whatever the best offers there are, they're going to get that for you. And then whatever they have to do before, during, and especially after the sale, they're going to do to make you happy. It's about making you happy and bringing you into the family at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Go to Lance Z Cars to start the car buying experience. Located in Angleton, Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Are you a financial advisor considering the Independent Registered Investment Advisor, or RIA, model and wondering where to start? Start with Schwab Advisor Services. Schwab has helped thousands evaluate the full range of options and can help you determine your best path forward. Navigate the big and small decisions by tapping into Schwab's decades worth of insights on what fuels RIA success. With Schwab Advisor Services, you have a custodian that will support you every step of the way. Start your journey today at advisorservices.schwab.com/paths.